And later this month, the National Young Writers Festival is going to be kicking off in Newcastle. It's in its 21st year, and it's the country's largest gathering of young writers and artists working in traditional and new media. We're joined this morning by Caleb Triscari, one of the festival's co-directors. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
So it's been 21 years of young writers and other writers sharing their expertise and experiences. How's the festival kind of changed over the years, or is it still the same as it was 21 years ago?
it's absolutely changed. I think that the main difference, of course, is, I suppose, what we accept as our definition of writer. You know, back in the day, there weren't all these amazing new ways of producing writing and editing all these sorts of things. Like, for example, this year we're bringing in like kind of forms of interactive writing, like digital writing, mm-hmm. and a little bit of coding, and kind of like different visual ways of presenting a piece of text, which definitely was not available, you know, 21 years ago. Back when the festival started.
Absolutely. You mentioned coding. Mm-hmm. Can I ask about that? So like computer coding?
Yeah, definitely. So a couple of our events by one of my colleagues, she's been producing, is using like coding programs like Twine to produce, I suppose, visually interactive ways of reading text and
creating
text.
That's really interesting.
And also even games at some point as well. Mm-hmm. We've been looking at that sort of stuff too.
Yeah, and Caleb, even though there's this huge range of writers, a lot of them very high profile, the festival is completely free to attend for the most part. How important is this type of accessibility to writers?
I think it's incredibly important, just because we know that, especially in the Australian literary industry, it can be very difficult for writers to sustain their careers, especially young writers trying to get their first book, step in this industry. So that's why we make sure that the festival is as free as it possibly can be, and especially as well because, you know, Newcastle is a regional area in New South Wales, and we already know that many of our audience fly from across the country to come to Newcastle to enjoy our festival, and we want to make it as accessible as we possibly can. They're already paying for plane tickets. So why not kind of help them out and make sure that they can enjoy and experience as much as they can over those 4 days?
Well, I can say, as a poor writer, I very much appreciate it as well. and Caleb, what are what are some of the most exciting things you think on the festival program this year?
Oh, well, I'm a bit biased.
Of course, but that's what I want. I want your bias, Caleb. Tell us what you're looking forward to.
Well, a lot of my events were focused around journalism, and because I'm a journalist myself, focused around truthful and factual reporting, and then producing audio and stuff in 2018. So I'm definitely looking forward to. We have a fact checking workshop by my good friend Claudia Long, who works at the ABC. Gina Rushton from BuzzFeed Australia is coming in to speak about kind of experiences on reporting on communities, but also about just how to convince people that what you're saying is the truth, even though they might not believe you and they might just decry it as fake news and all that sort of stuff that happens a lot these days. And then, of course, there's the fan favorite, which is the late night readings between 10:30 and 12 on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday night, where we have a theme, and then we pick a bunch of artists and they read a piece of work that kind of adheres to that theme at their own discretion. Everyone always kind of packs in to attend that because it's just such a magical evening. So those are my fan favorites.
It definitely does seem on journalism, especially like this year and a couple past years, more than ever before, very sort of under threat, style of writing, something that's very needs a lot of discussion and sort of a way to like approach it in the current world. And you also have a wedding extravaganza event where people can come along with anything from their best friend to an inanimate object, say their vows, and get married, which I'm sure is legally binding. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
It is 100% legally binding. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we have found to be a unique aspect or a unique element of our festival is that because I think so many people fly from around the country to just visit Newcastle, and they're kind of you're stuck with a massive bunch of people in this mm-hmm. in this space which you're maybe unfamiliar with, and so you're kind of forced to make friends. So what we've decided to do this year is to really, really celebrate that. We found that the friendships that come out of these out of our festival can last years, and I think I know someone who's actually gotten married from meeting their partner at the festival. So in honor of this, I suppose, amazing development that we can offer, we've started to do a bit of a friendship wedding. We have a joke at the festival is that people always have a festival crush. Usually they're artists. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even need to be a romantic thing. It's just like, oh, you are such an amazing, incredibly talented person, and I must, you know, get to know you, and I must, like, be friends with you, and you're my festival crush. So we decided to, I suppose, celebrate that a little bit this year, and, people can come along and with their new best friend, and, yeah.
And get formally married in a legally binding civil ceremony.
Under the state of New South Wales, exactly.
Well, there you go. That's very exciting. And Caleb, you know, with this you know, event, the National Young Writers Festival, it is like, you know, obviously, you know, it's aimed at younger writers, but obviously is it also, you know, diverse, inclusive for people who are from anywhere, any age? Mm-hmm. So are you also promoting, you know, people who are older to come along as well?
Absolutely. We've, I think when we were considering our artist selection, I think, the cutoff was 35 years old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending on how you see young, mm-hmm. we think that because this industry can be so difficult to break into, the important thing is many people, you know, start working in this industry at an age where people may already be incredibly advanced in other industries. So I think that's why we've really tried to include those like the 35-year-olds, right, and stuff in our festival as well. But of course anyone is more than welcome to come along. Everything's free, as I said. And like, we're not going to kick anyone out.
They're like, you're over age 35. Get out of our venue.
I'm not allowed
to learn about writing. It's too late.
Yeah. No, of course, everyone's welcome to come along. And yeah, the more the merrier, as they say.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Caleb. We'll look forward to the National Young Writers Festival kicking off on the 27th of September. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
And that was Caleb Ciscari, co-director at the National Young Writers Festival. As I said, 27th of September up in Newcastle is when the festival kicks off. And you can find programs, details, writers online at www.youngwritersfestival.org. Just going to double check that. Yep, youngwritersfestival.org. And it has all the information you could possibly need there. And hopefully we'll see you up in Newcastle if you end up heading along.